Well, I've got no reason to quit, but 100 reasons why I should go on. Well, I get low and sometimes fail, and I'm not proud of it. I've got no reason to quit. Well, there's been times the dollars have been few, and I prayed, dear Lord, what am I gonna do? Oh, but then he reached, slip again, then he reaches down his hand, and I've got no reason to quit. Well, I've got no reason to quit, but 100 reasons why I should go on. Well, I get low and sometimes fail, I'm not proud of it. Oh, but I've got no reason to quit. Oh, Satan, he would love to see me fall. Oh, he just loves it when my back's against the wall.
Jesus reaches down his hand.
I've got no reason to quit. Oh, I've got no reason to quit. Oh, but 100 reasons why I should go. Sometimes fail, and I'm not proud of it. Oh, but I've got no reason to quit. Oh, I've got no reason to quit. But 100 reasons why I should go on. Oh, I get low and sometimes fail, and I'm not proud of it. Oh, but I've got no reason to quit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. I figured he'd greet you, but... Maybe he's nervous. Amen. It's good to be back in Kentucky. And I wished I could, and I'd get my little girl to sing Yes, Jesus Loves Me, but I don't think she'd do it in front of a crowd or not. But maybe we can get her to do it before the revival is over with. We wish we could have scheduled with y'all a little bit longer. And if we could have, we would have, but we're supposed to just be at a ladies' retreat in Ohio or Indiana, and we decided that it's not I anymore, it's we. We decided, well, since we're going to the ladies' retreat, might as well make our weekends full and make it count. And my husband works a full-time job. God's blessed me with a wonderful husband, and y'all can just tell he's wonderful. So, and... we're just glad for God's blessings. I tell you, the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow with it. And a lot of times I've had more than one person said, Christina, I really thought you was a hopeless case. But, you know, God knew where I was at. And he had hid this fella way out in Northern California. And I traveled all over the country. And I said, Lord, he's nowhere to be found. But God said, you ain't been everywhere. But I'm glad. You know, the devil will tell you, young people, I see that we've got some young people, and some of the young people that look like teenagers, I remember, were kids, and so that's saying something about our age. I'm not old, but it's saying something about our age. Someone said, well, you don't look too much older. I said, well, I've got 4 or 5 gray hairs now I didn't have. So, you know, you white-headed people are kind of thinking that's a little ridiculous, but man, when you remember when you first got yours. Yeah, you do. You remember. But anyway, and someone, there we go. And we like to be cordless. We believe in liberty and freedom, don't we? But anyway, what was I saying before we changed mics? Yeah, gray hair. Yeah. I found my first gray hair when he called me on the phone that day, so I just knew, you know, he's been wonderful, and I thank God for him. He's a hard worker, makes a living, and loves the Lord and wants to do the will of the Lord. How many people you know would take days off of work without pay to come and let his wife preach and holler a little bit? But I appreciate my dear husband, and he is my head, and I am so thankful I finally have a head. But well, it's been a pleasure, and I'm so glad that we get to spend our first time out, and hopefully, Lord willing, it won't be our last time out. Someone said something about, are you nervous? Well, I'm always nervous. There's nothing about that that's different, but I guess it was understood that maybe I hadn't been preaching much. We have preached on the weekends, and we've preached at the home church, and we've preached at some camp meetings in the fellowshipping area, so I've not neglected the call. I've just kind of switched gears, and God knows where we're at, and God knows that there's a time and a place for everything, and it's kind of hard to evangelize with a little newborn baby, and she's growing up, and the Lord's blessing us, and we don't know what God has, but my husband is a servant, and he's got a willing heart, and that's what it takes. And so I'm thankful for my husband. He's a jack of all trades, and if you got something you need fixed, you know, he's a fix-it man. He's got his tools, and so he's ready to work. We both come to work. So, but anyway, he's a HVAC heating and air conditioning man, and appliance repair, and you name it. And so, got a problem, he can fix it. Amen. I have to thank God for my husband and brag on him. And my little girl, her name's Carissa Jean, and she's 18 months old. And she's a handful, but she's a wonderful blessing, and I wouldn't trade the world for her, never. And there's nothing like, you know, her first steps and her first words and saying mama and giving me a kiss on the cheek and hugging my neck. Ain't nothing like having a little girl. And I thank God for his blessings. I hope that we can preach something tonight and help you. I'm not going to be long-winded. I hope not. Amen. Turn to John chapter 3 and verse 16. I guess y'all might know this scripture. Amen. St. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You may be seated. Lord, we thank you for this service. I pray that you'd anoint us, anoint these lips of clay in your precious name. Amen. But anyway, I didn't say I appreciate Brother Evans having us, and Sister Linda, I appreciate them putting us up in the motel and the meal that was purchased today. And I hope that we've not put y'all out too much, and we appreciate, I mean, everything. And my husband has already found out that Brother Ron likes to tease, and he already teased him about the night I preached about a fat person, so he's never going to let me live that one down, never, ever. So, but it looks like it worked. So, amen. He said, you ain't changed a bit, Sister Christina. And I said, yeah. I said, that's a compliment. And I said, you have changed. And I said, that's a compliment. Yeah. So, but we appreciate so much Brother and Sister Evans. They're dear people, and they've been dear friends. And I appreciate being here. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave. Now, I heard that my Grandpa Pittman preached a revival, and I don't know if it was here or somewhere else. But I heard that Grandpa preached a whole entire week's meeting on this one verse. One night he preached on for God. And the next night he preached on so loved. And the next night he preached on the world. Now, I am not an eloquent orator like my grandfather, and I can't break it down like he can. But what I want to talk about, for God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. Yeah. If it had not been for God's love and him giving to us. You know, some gifts that I get, I know I'm not worthy of. I know I don't deserve. And Sister Evans kept on, you know, said, we're going to put you in a motel. No, I don't want you to put us in a motel. We can stay in the parsonage just fine. She says, no, we're going to put you in a motel. I said, well, sister, I don't feel worthy. I'm fine with a parsonage, just fine with it. And no, nothing doing. She's going to put us in the motel. And you know, I'm thankful for the kindness that people show us. Yes. I'm thankful for the good deeds and the gifts that people give. Amen. It's good when people are of a giving heart. I was talking to our sister LaDonna, and she was talking about how that God has blessed her abundantly because she has a giving heart. And I told her, I said, that's true to the Bible. Every time you give, he gives again, pressed down and shaken together. He's a good God, and I'm so glad that Christ will live through people, and people will have a spirit of charity and a spirit of giving. Amen. But oh, I tell you, there's something that man, mortal man, cannot give. And there's something that mortal man cannot ever offer you. Amen. And though we may feel like we've got some means of giving, amen, there is a gift that nobody else could give. And I'm so glad that you love me. I'm so glad that you love me enough that you're willing to put up with me for 4 days. Amen. But I'm glad that there is a God in heaven, amen, that said, I love you so much that I won't leave you in this world, amen, of darkness and sin and misery, amen, but I'll be a door, amen, of hope, amen. Man without God in the world, it was dark and it was without hope, but then came Jesus, the branch, the root of David. Hallelujah. He was the root and the offspring of David. He was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He was the Messiah, the promised one. Hallelujah. He was willing to come. God gave. He loved us so much. He was not willing that we perish. And so God gave, amen, his only son. And Jesus came. And he lived a sinless life. And he healed the sick. And he raised the dead. And he lifted up the heavy hearted. And he lifted up, amen, the downcast. And he healed the wounded hearts. Oh, he worked miracles. He passed by, amen, the tomb where Lazarus lay. Amen, he passed by the woman at the well. Amen. He passed by blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Oh, he cared and he gave. Amen. Because he loved us. Amen. For God so loved that he gave his only son. Amen. I've got a little thought while I was praying today. I don't have really a lot to say, but a little bit. And while I was praying today, I thought, amen, this came in my mind several times. Amen. After all God has done, amen. After all God has done, amen. And Brother Evans got to preaching and testifying and preaching in the service, and I couldn't help but get excited. He said, here we are, washed, redeemed, amen, bought by the blood of the Lamb, amen, saved from that dark pit of hell, saved from sin, saved from bondage, amen, saved from condemnation. Here we are, amen, free to worship God, free to magnify God. And he said, that after all God has done for you, amen, you can't praise him, you can't magnify him, you can't lift him up. Hey, I've got friends, and they've given me a lot of things, and I could never repay, amen, all that they've given me, but I owe a debt that I can never pay. I'll be paying the rest of my life, because God so loved that he gave me life, he gave me hope. Amen. Amen. God is good. And when we pray, we always are asking God for things. Amen. We're always saying, God, give me this. We're just like a spoiled brat. Amen. God, give me that. God, after we get what we want, amen, it's next week, we want something else. And amen, I tell you, I don't have the patience that God has. Amen, I tell you, if my daughter, amen, was always wanting and never given me hugs and kisses. Amen. I didn't feel like that it wouldn't give me much heart to do. Amen. But because I know she loves me. Amen. And I know that she cares. And I know my responsibility toward her. Amen. I'd probably take care of her anyway. But it makes it more joyful. Amen. When she comes up and she squeezes my leg and goes, amen. And she says, Mama, Mama. Amen. Gives me a kiss. Amen. That gives me joy. Amen. That's how the Lord is. He delights in the praise of his people. Amen. He delights when we praise him, when we magnify him. Amen. Do you know when you pray, you need to open your prayer with thanksgiving? And when you pray, you need to close your prayer with praise. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Like you thought you earned it, like you thought you deserved it, like you thought you was good enough. It's my grace that you're saved, that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that you've got your health, that you've got your strength, that you've got the roof over your head and the clothes on your back, and you've got a sound mind. It's by his grace that you can walk. It's by his grace that you can talk. It's by his grace that you're going to heaven. Amen. Amen. Don't ever think it's what you done. Don't ever think it's what you deserved. Amen. Don't ever think it's what you earned. Amen. God so loved us that he gave. And he keeps giving and giving and giving again. Amen. I think of the psalmist David when he said in Psalms 116 and 12, he said, "What shall I render unto the Lord?" Amen. For all of his blessings. Hallelujah. What shall I render unto the Lord when I begin to think about what God has done for me? I could never. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you, we could be here all night if we began to reminisce. That song, "Count Your Blessings." Name them one by one. Count your blessings. Oh, I wish you would start counting our blessings and quit counting our woes and sorrows. Amen. Amen. It's easy to gripe and grumble and complain, ain't it? I know. My husband knows too. Amen. It's easy to gripe and grumble and complain. Amen. But oh, aren't you glad? Amen. That Jesus is long-suffering and he puts up with us. That's what he does. Amen. And he loves us so much that he gives and he gives and he gives again. Amen. Oh, if I look back over my life, the many things that Jesus has done. Amen. Oh, the many times I was sick and God came through. When I had rheumatic fever when I was a little girl. Amen. God came through. Amen. I remember dark trials. I remember dark places. Amen. Where it didn't seem like I was ever going to get out. But God came through. Amen. Mental battles that wrecked my mind and stole my peace. And I never thought that. Oh, don't you remember? Amen. Haven't you been there? Amen. How long has it been since you thank God for bringing you out of that valley? How long has it been since you glorified him for bringing you out of that trial? Amen. Remember where God has brought you from. Remember what God has done. After all of this, we ought to be able to serve him. We ought to be able to praise him. We ought to be able to live for him. Amen. Oh, I just can't live for the Lord. It's just too hard to go to church all the time. It's just too hard. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. When I think about the old rugged cross, and I think about the thorny crown, and I think about his pierced side. Amen. Oh, it's not too much. He doesn't ask too much. When I think about him leaving his throne in glory and coming and living a lowly beggar carpenter's life. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I owe him my life because he gave his life. Oh, friend, we don't owe him any more than our life. The very breath you breathe, you owe to the Lord. Amen. Oh, there was a time when I was a teenage girl. I prayed and I prayed and I said, "God, I don't have anything to offer you. I don't have money. I don't have popularity. I don't have talents. But, oh, God, all I've got to offer is the breath that I breathe. And, Lord, it's yours. Amen. Whatever you can do. Amen. I don't even feel like that my breath is worthy enough. Amen. But, oh, God, if you'll use me, amen, I want to give back to you. Amen. Oh, friend, I don't know why people turn their back on God. I don't know why people walk away. I don't know why people fall out of love with him. After everything that he's done for them, why would you ever leave God's house? Why would you ever go out in the world? Why would you ever desire the things of this world? Oh, God, help us to fall in love once again with Jesus. Hey, amen. I think about that one. I talked to a woman not too long ago. Hey, amen. Left her husband and gave him a bill of divorcement. And everybody's got their own opinion about who's at fault. Hey, amen. But I talked to her one day. I said, I know that you, the way you talk, that he's been lousy and a loser. I said, but that's your husband. I said, would you give up on your son if he become a drug addict and alcoholic? Why, no. I said, why? Because that's my son. I said, that's your husband. I don't care how low down he is. He's yours. Amen. You're his only hope. Amen. Your prayers. Amen. You holding on to God. You're his only means of hope. Amen. Oh, friend. Hallelujah. I told her, I said, that's your husband. Amen. That's your man. He's got your name all over him. And even though he's low down, and even though he's done wrong, that's yours. Amen. I told her, I said, I want you to take it and make a list of everything that you remembered that you liked about him. I want you to think about not all those negatives. Think about there was good things. He was a hard worker. Write it down. You liked the way he played with the son. Write it down. Whatever you remember that's good about him, write it down. Amen. Oh, friend, I think about that one that said that's going to backslide, went to their pastor and said, I'm going to quit. Amen. But before I do, amen, the pastor said, before you do, I want you to go into a room and I want you to begin to thank God for everything that he's done for you. You've heard it. Amen. He went in that room and he began to think about all that God had done. Hallelujah. He said, God, I'm going to leave. God, I'm going to quit. It's just getting too hard and it's not worth it. Are you there? Amen. Are you there tonight? Amen. Are you on that back row? Are you in the middle? Are you in the front? And the devil said, quit. The devil said, give up. Amen. The devil said, it's not worth it. I've come too far to turn back now. Amen. At last, the victory is almost won. Up ahead, I see the lights of home. Hey, it's almost over. Amen. The victory's almost won. I've come too far to turn back now. You've served the Lord too long for all he's done for you. All you can do is serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and your strength. Amen. Amen. What else could God do? Amen. I thought of that scripture that said he was talking about in Isaiah chapter 5, and he was talking about, amen, his beloved's vineyard. And he said, I fenced it. I gathered out the stones thereof. I planted it with the choicest vine. I built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes. Amen. And he says, and now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah and judge, I pray you betwixt me and my vineyard, what could I have been done? What could have been done more to my vineyard than what have I not done to it?
Right, right.
Amen. What more could have been done? Amen. I picked you up out of a burning, amen, a judgment.
Yeah.
Amen. I picked you up out of the pit of sin. I pulled all the stones and the impurities out of your life. Amen. I helped you. You was crippled. I helped you to walk. Amen. You was disabled. And I made you able. I gave you health. I gave you joy. I gave you peace. I gave you everything that your soul could ever need to make it. Hey, what more do you want him to do? What more can he do? He's done everything that he possibly could to make a way for you to go to heaven. If you go to heaven, it'll be your fault. Amen. Amen. Have you ever took a test? And I heard him talking about tests. We're going to go through them in our life. Have you ever took a test? And oh, I was that type of person. Hey, man, I just stew and brew, and the teacher would just worry and fret. Hey, man, and the teacher might would say, "What do you want me to do? I've done about everything I can, but give you the answer." Hey, man. Hey, man. I've done about everything I can except answer it. Hey, man. But you know what, Brother Ron? Jesus, he done everything he could. He even gave us the answer, amen, to every problem. Amen. I go to problem number two. Amen. Lord, this problem in my life, I can't figure it out. And Jesus is standing over my shoulder. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Problem number four. Lord, I don't know how to handle this. And Jesus is standing over and he says, Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Every situation, every test, every problem, he's the answer. How you can make it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can make it with Jesus. Amen. I was in fourth grade, and it's the only time I know of I ever cheated on a test. Amen. Amen. But I was sitting in my desk, and this smart student I knew made good grades stood behind me. And he saw what problems I was having trouble with. I didn't ask him. He just said, this is what you put there. This is what you put there. Well, now I know the answer. Am I going to put nothing because I know the answer? And so I filled in the blanks. And I felt sorry and I repented of it. But I repented of it all the way into my adulthood. I repented of it. Amen. But he was standing over my shoulder saying, this is where you put that. This is where you put that. Ask him. I never even asked him once. Amen. But oh, aren't you glad? Amen. That Jesus is standing over our shoulder, and every problem, every situation, he's got the answer. He's the fix-it man. He didn't leave us in this world alone. He said, no, I'm with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. If you don't make heaven, it's your own fault. Jesus is your answer.
Yes.
After all God has done, how could you walk away? After all God has been for you, remember when he saved you. Remember when he filled you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Remember where he brought you from. Remember the prayers that he answered. Amen. Remember the times he come through for you. Amen. You know what? Amen. The devil told me, as long as you live for the Lord and you look like an old granny, amen, you'll never get married. Amen, you're going to be an old maid, Bobby. Amen, and oh, the devil tormented me. If you'd just let up a little here, if you'd just let up a little there, amen, you might would get you somebody. Amen, and I knew in my heart I had to serve the Lord. Right. There wasn't an option. There wasn't any choice. Right. It's Jesus or nothing. Woo. I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. Amen, the devil would, oh, he wallowed me to death. I probably cried on y'all's shoulders a time or two. I'll never get married. I'll be an old maid. Hey, man, there ain't nobody out there. I'll tell you something. Hey, man, you be true to God.
Right.
He'll be true to you. Right. Right. The blessings of the Lord are rich. He takes care of his own.
Right.
Yes. Hey, man, I've known a lot of young people. Hey, man, sis, I don't know what your battle is.
I know a lot of young people, amen, get discouraged because they can't find someone. They feel like they'll never get married. Amen. They feel like that this way is a drudgery. Amen. Amen. If you just go out in the world and do whatever you want, amen, you'll find somebody. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you, young people, I'm going to tell you, don't settle for anything less, amen, than God's perfect will. Amen. I don't care where he come from or where he goes to church. Amen. If he's not the one for you, leave him alone. Pray about it. Find somebody that loves the Lord.
Yes.
Don't get in a hurry. You're important.
That's right.
Your life is important.
Amen.
Don't get in a rush. Don't sell your soul.
Right.
Don't sell your soul. There is a right girl for you young men. Don't you dare settle for second best. Don't you dare settle for someone that won't want to go to church. Don't you dare settle for someone that wants a TV in their home. Don't you dare settle for someone, amen, that don't know how to surrender and commit their life to God. Amen. Don't you dare marry anybody that don't love the Lord more than they love you. We need somebody, amen, that says, I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Well, some of those girls that got married at 16 and 18 and had 3 or 4 kids, hey man, are now divorced. Hey man, having to raise kids on their own. Hey man, life is a wreck and in shambles. Hey man, the same people, the devil said, here they are being blessed of the Lord. Here they are getting married. Here they are, everything's going for them, and you've been serving the Lord. You've been faithful. And look at you. Hey man, oh, the first should be last. And the last shall be first.
Right.
Hey, listen, friend. God can turn things around.
Right.
God can turn things around. I'd wait all over again. I'd wait all over again for God's perfect will.
Right.
It's worth it if you have to be 30 years old before you get married. It's worth it to find the mind of God and the will of God in your life. Amen. 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 Hey man, I know y'all don't want to hear too much about my husband, but hey man, that's my miracle.
Come on. That's right.
Hey man, that's my baby over there, wherever she's at. Is she with you, Daddy? Hey man, that's my miracle. Hallelujah. Hey man, don't you tell me God don't care. Hey man, I want to serve him after all God has done for me. You think I'm going to leave him? You think I'm going to leave him, Brother Ron? I'm healthy. I've got a sound mind. I've got a good home. I got a good car. I've got a good husband. I've got a good baby. I got a good church. I got a good pastor. Hey, he's been good to me. After all God has done, I think I'll stay with him. Amen. Amen. It isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. Amen. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody here. Amen. You feel like giving up. You feel like it's not worth it. I want you to begin to think about what God has done for you. The stones that they piled up. They said, this is for a memorial. Amen. So when your grandchildren and your grandchildren come, you can say, this is what God done. Amen. Oh, if you go back and you'll think about what God has done. Amen. You can't quit.
That's right.
You can't quit.
That's right.
I've been in situations I thought I'd never get out of. I've been in problems that seem insurmountable. I remember when you was in a hospital, sister. Hey, man, wasn't it you? Or was it your husband? One of you in the hospital I went and visited. Hey, man, I thought it was her. Hey, man. Hey, man. Didn't look good. God brought you out.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, man, I remember when you was in sickly in the hospital. Hey, man, you still here, brother? Hey, man, God's brought you out of a lot.
Right.
Hey, man, I remember, hey, man, a lot of different ones. Hey, man, I remember when you was in some trouble. Hey, man, financial struggling and barely making it. Hey, man, looks like you're doing good. Got you a good job and everything's going well. Hey, man, hallelujah. Hey, man, God is good. Hey, man, he brings us through what seems the most impossible trials. He takes us through. God will be with you if you're willing to run. He'll run with you.
Right.
I'm not going to preach any longer. I don't want to be too long-winded. But oh, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that God has done for me. And I would be a fool. I would be a fool to walk away and forget. Amen. I think that's the problem of the church today. We have forgotten. We've forgotten Calvary. I think even Brother Ron said that. We've forgotten Calvary. We've forgotten where he's brought us from, the Holy Ghost. We've forgotten where he's brought us. Amen, Sister Clara, since I first came, I've seen growth in your life. Amen. God has blessed you with a good home, from what I hear. Amen. Oh, God's blessings are abundant.
Right.
And God's blessings are free. Hey, it pays to serve the Lord. Yeah. Amen. It pays to stay in God's house. Right. Amen. I know people that was under this roof. Amen. That was serving the Lord and God was blessing. They're out of the fold now. Amen. I don't know where they're at, but I'm sure that their life is miserable.
Right.
I'm sure that their life is wrecked. Yeah. And you probably could tell the story. But oh, aren't you glad you're in Father's house?
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad you're in the fold? Amen. Don't ever, ever, ever go out those doors, never to return. Amen. Stay right here at home.
Right.
Amen. Amen. As someone comes to the pen, if my husband can. If he can't, that's fine. I know I didn't preach very good tonight, but I wanted to tell this. I felt like the Lord impressed on me to tell somebody, after all God has done for you. And you would think that. After all, I don't know what you're thinking, but you do. After all God has done for you, you would think that. After all God has done for you, you would say that. After all God has done for you, you would go there. After all God has done for you, you would grieve his soul, his heart. What else could God do? Think of that song, what else could God do that he hasn't done? Just to seek and save us, he gave his only son. To wandering souls, he whispers, after all I've done for you, if you still don't come unto me. Put a little higher. That's still too low. Put a little higher. What else could God do that he hasn't done? Have you heard it? Just to seek and save us, he gave his only son. To wandering souls, he whispers, after all my love for you, if you still Judas? How could you, Peter?